Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a good day today, and I hope you're excited about the show. Hope you have something to share with us tonight. Hope you are willing to call in and ask some questions. You can actually ask questions about anything if you like, but I specialize in helping you understand what the influences are coming in your life that you can take advantage of to have a better life. It's nice to know. I mean, the system that I use is called the Cards of Your Destiny system. Actually, it doesn't really have an official name. It's just whatever you want to. I often call it the science of the cards. And it sounds like a system where you use cards like a tarot deck, where you take a deck and shuffle them and ask a question and lay them out and then read them, which is not at all what we do. This system is entirely mathematic in nature. It is based on the calendar of the Earth. And for those of you who are new tonight, I give a little talk here in the beginning, and then right around 7:30 or 7:25, we take a break, and after that, we take calls. So you're welcome to call with a personal question. I will look up your birthday. I'll need your birthday with the year so I can look at what's going on. If you have a question about what's happening right now or what's coming in the future. If you have a question about a relationship, make sure you give me the birthday of yourself and the other person. Let me know both birthdays, and I'll be happy to take a look. So in this card system, every birthday of the year is assigned one of the 52 cards in a deck. Actually, one of the 53 cards in a deck, because we also have the Joker to consider. And the Joker only falls on one birthday of the year, and that is December 31st, New Year's Eve. And the Joker of that birthday, people of that birthday, is the only birthday which we really cannot read. We can't read them in this system. We cannot make predictions for people who are Jokers. We can't do relationship readings for people who are Jokers. So basically, we just leave them alone. I have a lot of customers who are jokers, even though they can't read their own cards. They seem to be okay with that. They love reading the cards of other people, so they still get involved in this system. And I have actually done readings for people who are jokers using other systems. I can use astrology, and I can use other techniques. I just can't use this card system. So in the way the system works is every card. There are cards, actually, a group of cards, as many as 34 cards, and sometimes even more, that are there and present for each year of a person's life. And the year in this system always begins on your birthday. So if you just turn, let's say, 35, there's going to be a group of cards there for the age of 35, for you, for your birth card. And those cards will tell me and you, if you look it up, if you read my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, it'll tell you what's going to happen month by month throughout the year and who it's going to happen with. And when it's going to happen, it's going to tell you, and it's going to tell you what the overall influence of the year is, what the challenge of the year, what the rewards of the year, what things will come easily, what things will come more difficult for you that year. Every year has, actually, when you look at the whole yearly spread of cards, you'll see that there are actually more good cards than bad cards, and that's the way life is, actually. There are certain cards that are in certain positions that are always considered a challenge, but there are many more cards in good positions which are all beneficial and favorable. So you would think that, with that in mind, you'd think that we would all be walking around thinking, wow, I'm so blessed, I'm so fortunate, now life is great. But in fact, in being human beings that we are, we don't really operate quite that way for the most part, and it takes a lot of effort on our part to get to a place where we can look at our life as being a real blessing. Okay? So for those of you who are new, if you have a question, again, you can call after the first break. You can call before that and wait in line if you want to be the first one, too. And speaking of the cards for each day, if you were born today, February 11th, today is an Ace of Spades day. And this is a significant card for us who study the cards because the Ace of Spades is the card that symbolizes this entire system. It's unusual that there is a card that happens to be the symbol of this entire work that we do. But the Ace of Spades is that card. It's the card of secrets. And it's more than that. It's the card of esoteric secrets. It's the card of all the secret mysteries, all the secret knowledge that has been passed down from generation to generation. It's the card of, so it has a lot of meanings on both a mundane level and on a spiritual level. It is the most spiritual card in the entire deck. And yet, people who are born on this day, or on other Ace of Spades birthdays, because there's more than one, there's about seven, people born as an Ace of Spades are not necessarily spiritual. As a matter of fact, most of them are very materialistic and very ego-driven and very work-oriented and very accomplishment-driven. That's the nature. Because the Ace of Spades, though it's a very spiritual card, it has an incredible spiritual wealth in it. It's also a spade, and it's an ace, and spades represent work. And ace is the card of passion and of creation. So people who are Ace of Spades have a desire to see things get done. They want to work. They want to do, they want to see a lot of things get accomplished in their lifetime. They want to be somebody who did a lot of creating, and they can look back and go, look at all the good things that I created. Now, that's true for all aces, but the Ace of Spades being the spade and spades being the strongest of all the four suits, it's going to be the most sort of ambitious, okay? Now, the other quality of Ace of Spades people, it's not an easy card to be. And this is kind of how it works in a way, because the cards that are the most spiritual tend to have the most difficulties in the mundane world. And you might say vice versa, but not many people are really trying to be spiritual, you know. They're just trying to be successful in the world. And the Ace of Spades, though it actually does really well with work, it has very, very difficult karma in the area of relationships. It has a strong connection to another card, the Seven of Hearts, which is a spiritual love card. And it means unconditional love, but when you have that card so strongly like this, it means that this is one of your biggest life challenges is overcoming a sense of abandonment, fear of betrayal, fear of being left alone, fear of being rejected. So here you have all these wonderful Ace of Spades people, and they're really ambitious, and they're really nice people, but they have a great fear of being rejected or abandoned. People like Jennifer Aniston, people like Sheryl Crow, these are all people born today. Dom DiMaggio, Thomas Edison, Ava Gabor, Tina Louise, Leslie Nielsen, the actor, Brandy Norwood, Kelly Rowland, Burt Reynolds. All these people are Aquarians, born today, having a birthday today, and they're all Ace of Spades people. And it's a harder card to be for a woman than it is for a man, actually. And the other thing about today is that if you're born today, we all have a second card called the planetary ruling card. And I won't get into the details of that, but sometimes there are more than one, but usually there's just one other card. And if you're born today, your secondary card, the ruling card, is the Nine of Spades. The Nine of Spades is a card that has a lot of karma associated with it also in the area of relationship. But particularly, the Nine of Spades person, whether it's a birth card of a Nine of Spades or a ruling card of a Nine of Spades, a person who has a Nine of Spades as a significator, we call it, like this, one of their biggest issues in life is to learn not to dominate other people, not to be so strong with people, not to be so controlling with other people, not to be so overly powerful with people, but to learn how to let go of that need to control, dominate, or whatever. So you have a double spade with this birthday, Ace of Spades and Nine of Spades. And Nine of Spades means letting go. And Ace of Spades means also transformation. So you have this is a very powerful birthday today. I think that, you know, the fact that it's an Aquarius birthday helps, because Aquarius people can really go through a lot of stuff and come out the other end. I mean, they can really handle a lot of heat. They can take a lot of punishment and not really get drawn down by it usually. But today's birthday, there's going to be some sadness with people this birthday. You may not know it on the surface, but there is sadness. There's emotional sadness there that comes in life from being a nine, which means there are going to be losses in different times of life. Okay? So that's a little bit about the card system that we use here and also about today's birthday. Now, I usually have a topic every night, and I was thinking about what to talk about tonight. And one of my favorite topics of all is prosperity. It's been a topic of my life because my particular birthday makes me a card that's the Queen of Diamonds. And Queen of Diamonds card, there are eight birthdays that have my card, but all of us have one thing in common, and that is we have a major issue with a sense of fear around money. Fear around not having enough. It focuses mostly on money, but it can also be focused in the area of relationship. For example, you can find a lot of patterns with Queen of Diamonds. One of the patterns would be that they are in a relationship that they're not really in love with their partner, but it's somebody that they feel safe with because they're afraid of the person leaving them. So they will shortchange themselves in the area of relationship and be in a relationship that is not really what they really want because at least it's safe. Okay? And likewise, a Queen of Diamonds may be found doing work that they don't really like for the same exact reason, because they don't think they could have enough. So it's born in that card. And it's not the only card, by the way, but this is one of the main things. So for me personally, it was a major issue in my life that I didn't even become aware of until I was in my 30s. I didn't really know I had this issue. I thought I was actually doing okay, and I thought that my life was going pretty good, but I didn't realize how much I worried about money all the time. And, you know, I think everybody here who's listening tonight, you know, you could be going along, and you open your mail one day, and there's some bill there that you weren't expecting. Maybe it's quite large. Maybe it's something you didn't even foresee. Or you find out that there's something happened that now you've got to pay a whole lot of money out that you weren't planning to pay. And maybe, like, if you're like me, like a Cancer, I'm a Cancer sun sign, you know, I keep such close track of all my pennies, and I know where money is going and where it's coming in and so forth and so on. So if something comes in out of the blue like that, it upsets all my sense of security. I have already planned for so much. But I think anybody, really, all of us, can feel financially threatened at different times. I had a client, I had an interview with a client today to set up a reading. she was being given a reading by a friend as a gift. And I got all the information I needed, and I said, make sure your friend goes on my website and pays the, hold on 1 second, there goes my phone, pays, you know, for the reading before the reading, so that, you know, everything's handled. So, as I mentioned that, I says, do you know how much the reading is? And she goes, yes, it's $150. I says, well, no, it's not. It's actually $250. And then she says, oh, well, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I says, well, the person giving you the reading already had a reading with me, and they know what the price is because they've had a reading before. And what became apparent was this person who was getting a reading, who was going to have a reading, she was Queen of Diamonds. And she could not accept somebody giving her that much money. In other words, she then said, oh, I can't do it. Because it was $250 and not $150, that just pushed her over the limit for what she could receive. Very interesting. And I just pointed that out to her, and I said, you know, you can do whatever you want, but I think you should take a look at the fact that, you know, you're not comfortable receiving very much. I mean, $150 is your limit to your receiving. And this is the whole thing about prosperity that we just don't get. And if you don't have it, if you don't get it, if you don't have it, you know, if you haven't seen it or experienced it, it's very difficult to understand. The mind can't really wrap itself around the conceptual aspects of this. I mean, I can say it to you, maybe you'll get it somewhat, but in a way you have to go through it to really get it, okay? You have to somehow go through it. But having prosperity, what I was going to say that I was setting you up for here was that having more prosperity in your life is about how much you can have. How much can I receive? How much do I feel comfortable having? We think that we just want more. We just think we don't have enough and we want more. We think that the answer is to go out and get more or somehow get more. But we don't realize that we can't put anything in there because there's no place to put it. There's no place to put it because our capacity to have has got a severe limitation on it. Now, this may sound alien to you, but this is the real problem whenever there's a problem with prosperity. If you're not having everything you want in your life right now, it's because you're receiving or you're giving. Now, there are some rare exceptions that there are some people who refuse to give, and that blocks the prosperity too. But in our particular country here, most of all, the prosperity is blocked through the inability to receive and the inability to have. So, if you really want to have more money in your life, if you want to have more abundance in all areas, you have to be willing to work on that part of yourself so that you can increase the amount, your capacity to have. So, you know, here's a good example. The example I gave about the woman in the reading today, that's a great example. But, like, if you're going out to lunch with somebody, and it's a friend or whatever, and then it comes time to pay the bill, and your friend grabs the bill and says, let me buy lunch for you. If you stop that right there and say, oh, no, 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 you can't do that. That right there is a living example of your poverty consciousness in action. There it is right there. Now, I mean, there could be times when other reasons why you say that, perhaps, like maybe you already plan to do that as a gift for them or something. But in general, when we refuse something offered to us, especially something that we know we wanted and liked, like in this case, if there's any refusal of that, that is you refusing to allow the prosperity of life to come in. Okay? So, that's one example, but just get the idea. You got to increase your capacity. Another symptom of poverty consciousness. That is, you can look around. A person who's in poverty consciousness, you'll often find money, especially pennies, nickels, and dimes, laying around on their floor or on the floor of their car or in places where it's not really, you can tell it has no value to them. If I see a penny on the ground, even if it's in the mud, I go get it because that penny is a gift from the universe and it's saying to me, here, prosperity, this is for you. Free money on the ground. I don't care if it's a penny. There are countries where there are places, and our penny is becoming so devalued, you can't buy anything for a penny anymore. You used to be able to buy a piece of gum for a penny, but you can't buy even that anymore. But there are places like where people just walk around and they just throw money on the ground. And people just throw pennies away. They have them on countertops and little dishes. Nobody cares about them. I care about them. I pick them up. They're money. And if you read my book, The Big Money Book, I've written a book all about prosperity. You'll understand. I'm not going to explain it tonight on this show, but a penny actually has more value than a dollar. And I am not going to explain that. I'm just going to kind of tweak your interest with that. So the last part of this that I want to talk about tonight is that we have to, part of having, of increasing, just imagine, well, what could you do to increase your capacity to have? Like, what's that capacity look like? I mean, what is it actually, this capacity? What does it entail? Like, what is it made of? How can you make it bigger? Like, if you had a house and it was only like 10 by 20 feet in dimensions and you need to put more stuff into it, you would just get a bigger house, one that was 20 by 20 or bigger, 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 right? But how do you increase your capacity to have on this really important place of where you let things come into your life financially, prosperity-wise? How do you increase that? What is it? So the number one best technique is what we call affirmation. But not affirmation that you have learned about. People have misused the term affirmation. They've abused it. Actually, they've ruined it for you, for most people. Because now when you think of affirmation, you got all these books out there telling you to sit down and dream up things that are not really real and affirm that. Like, you know, I'm surrounded by millions of dollars. I am completely millionaire. That kind of affirmation does not do any good. It does harm, actually. Because your mind knows that you don't have all that money around you. Your mind knows. But on the other hand, an affirmation should be what it says it is. It should be an affirmation, which means an acknowledgement of what is. Now, here's the trick, see? I can increase my capacity to have and my capacity to receive by affirming what I already have. I have so much. Anybody living in this country has so much. You have so much. This is the country of horrible waste. We are like despicably wasteful in this country. You know, overtly wasteful. We don't buy. You go to Mexico, you know, when a car never dies in Mexico. I don't think they have any junkyards there. They keep fixing it. They keep fixing that car. And they keep fixing it and repairing it, and they keep using it. Here, we have a car a couple of years, we get rid of it, get a new one. Same thing with computers, everything. We just throw stuff away. We have landfill problems. You know, this is us. But I'm not talking about that. But for each of us, if you want to have a better life, just start looking around your life and start looking at what you have and affirming that. Affirm how much you have. You are wealthy beyond belief. You just don't know it. You think you're poor. You think you have money problems. You have no idea. You have no idea that 90% of the people on the planet don't even have a refrigerator. And you're complaining. Can you imagine? Okay? So we gotta get with the program. We gotta get back into reality. Reality is that we are blessed in this country above and beyond anywhere else on this planet. And nobody living here has a reason to complain. Okay? But no matter where you are in your life right now, if you look around and start affirming what you have and being grateful, your capacity to receive and your capacity to have will increase. And when that happens, you will begin to notice that as that happens, more comes to you. More and more and more. Because now you're able to handle it. Now you can take it in. Once you stop refusing people giving things to you. What's wrong with somebody giving to you? It's not them giving it to you. It's God giving it to you. If your aunt calls you and says, I want to give you some money, and you say no, it's like saying no to God. Why would you do that? If you find money on the ground and you don't pick it up, you're saying no to God. You say, oh, I don't need it. God says, okay, I'll come back later. Okay? That's really how it amounts to. That's exactly what it amounts to. So you can start today. I mean, there's more techniques. There's things you can do to accelerate this process. I discuss those in my book, The Big Money Book, which you can get on my website. My website is seventhunders.com, the number seven and the word thunders.com. There's a bunch of information there, a bunch of free information, free destiny reading, but you can also order books there. And my book, The Big Money Book, is under the miscellaneous things because it's not a card book per se. Okay? So this is all there is to it. It's really, well, you know, we can never be reminded enough about prosperity because it's a daily thing. I happen to be in the cards right now. I happen to be in a Saturn period, which is typically the most difficult period of the year. I have a Three of Diamonds card, which is a very difficult card to have in Saturn. And I have every reason to be really, really worried about money. And there have been things that have been more worrisome lately than usual. But I can't help but look around and go, oh, my God, look at all the great stuff I have in my life. I am so fortunate. So it's never going to really bother me. It's never going to really get to me. Because I've already created a space within myself that's very large and very open and willing to receive more. Okay? All right, we're going to take a short break when we come back. We have two callers already on line two and four, and Michelle will be first when we come back from our break, and she just had her birthday, so we definitely want to talk to her. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play a song off my CD, my favorite song on the CD called Shri Ram. And when we come back, we will take your call. So feel free to call in now if you haven't already and get in line and we'll start taking calls. Be right back.
Talk about Ram. We'll be right back.
Ram He Sita Ram He Hanuman Lakshmana Ram He Raja Ram Jai Jai Ram Raghupati Raja Varam Sundara Ram Aparamara Bajamana Ram Ganashama
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny radio show. I was just reading on the news today, speaking of prosperity consciousness and poverty consciousness, about a heist that happened. It was a art museum in Zurich, Switzerland. Three guys in ski masks stole four paintings that were worth a total of $163 million. Whoa. Largest heist ever, I guess, in Europe. And I just wanted to say that, you know, stealing is one of the symptoms of poverty. You would never steal if you had prosperity consciousness handled. Anyway, we have a caller waiting very patiently on line two, and her name is Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Thank you.
Belated, shortly, slightly. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Should I go ahead and ask?
Yes, please, ask your question.
I am ready to get married again.
Do you have
somebody
in mind?
What do you see as far as marriage for me? And no, I don't have anyone in mind.
Well, so how long have you been, like, not with somebody?
I've been dating off and on for about a year and a half.
How long have you been off?
For about 3 months.
Okay. That's not too long.
Well, I had one more issue I needed to work through, and I feel that I'm pretty much clear on all the issues
You're not married to anybody right now?
Right.
Got no boyfriends hiding in the closet?
No.
So you're actually available.
Yes.
Well, that's
very
nice.
Much available.
Excellent. That's a good start. So, you know, the cards can tell us things about what's going to happen, and you have a particularly really good year this year for romance and for love.
Okay? What does that mean?
I don't know. What does good mean to you?
Good means getting married.
Well, okay. Okay, so listen, Michelle. If you put, like, this big, heavy qualification on it, you're setting yourself up for possible disappointment.
Okay. I don't think I would be disappointed.
If you didn't get married?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because
right.
I'm very happy now.
Okay. So what I was going to say was, so you have this card, Long Range, this year, which is, it's called the Playboy card. Okay?
Okay.
Well, what it really means is, it means that you're going to have a lot of people interested in you this year, more than usual. A lot more than usual.
Okay. Okay.
And there'll be opportunities. There'll be opportunities for you to have, you know, a relationship of whatever kind you want. But the question will remain, and we haven't really answered this question yet, as to, do you really want to be married?
I do.
Well, I know you're saying that, but I trust me, I've done readings for thousands of people, and lots of them have told me they want to get married. But when we take a closer look at things, if you're not getting married, it's usually because you're stopping it. Do you understand that principle?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I've been working on myself for a long time.
Well, maybe you have. I'm not saying you haven't, but either this, there's lots of areas in our life, and this is just one area among all the areas.
Mm-hmm.
And your success in this, what I can tell you is that you will have exactly what you want this year. That's all that I can tell you. You'll have exactly what you want. Okay? And so
okay.
We'll find out what you really want after we talk to you in a few months.
I'm telling you, this is what I want.
I hear you. I don't doubt that you believe this, but
I've said that in the past, but I've had issues that were keeping me from getting married, and like
you know
I said, I've worked out every last one of them.
Can you share what those issues might have been so we enlighten?
I know. Yeah, they're all gone. No fears, no worries about.
What were the issues?
Well, of course, they were false issues, but
they may be false, but they're the ones that stop us, you know.
Yeah, that's true. The main one was, since I have perfect credit, I didn't want anyone to mess up my credit.
Yeah, good.
I know. That's kind of funny.
That's good.
Just little things just that really didn't make sense after I pretty much meditated on it.
Uh-huh. Did you?
Yeah, but that was the big one.
Wow. Did you happen to catch the first part of the show tonight?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
I was talking about Queen of Diamonds.
I know. I've read your stuff on Queen of Diamonds, but.
And you know that you are partly a Queen of Diamonds.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But I, like I said, I worked out my issues.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll be the first one to congratulate you. You'll come back and let us know what happened, right?
Yes, I will.
Now, I would suggest that you find, like, by the way, I want to tell your birthday so that people listening can look up your card.
Okay.
You're born on February 8th, 1963. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I would suggest you look for an opportunity right now in the next, you know, month or so to do anything social where there's lots of people going to be there.
Yes, I've been doing that.
I'm talking about now, since your birthday. It doesn't
count
what you did before your birthday. I'm talking about now.
Yes, I have things scheduled. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Perfect. You're going to have so much fun.
I think so.
Yeah.
I already know that. You know, I can feel it.
Okay. So did you actually call me for any particular reason?
Just for that.
Okay.
What?
Well, because you're saying you already know everything, so I thought, well.
No, I can feel it, but I wanted you to give me, like, a month, you know, like, when.
Well, okay. All right. Okay, so first of all, this is a blessed year, number one. Age 45 is a blessed year for everybody. Okay? You have no cards at all indicating marriage anywhere in your cards.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it won't happen.
That's true. I understand
that. It doesn't
that.
Mean it won't happen. It's just that, you know, it's not indicated, but it doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean it won't happen. Because you do happen to have, in the Venus period, you have a Ten of Diamonds and a Nine of Hearts. And sometimes the Nine of Hearts shows up as a wish card.
Okay.
So I would say your Venus period is going to be very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be looking for things to happen around that time. And that begins on the April 1st, as you probably already know.
Actually, I didn't know the month. Oh, you said April, around April?
April 1st, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the last 52 days, starting on April 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, overall, I think you're going to look back on this year and go, wow, that was a fun year.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because I'm having fun now.
It'll be fine, whatever happens.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you for calling and being a guest tonight, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so we have also from New Jersey, these people on the East Coast. And we have lines open now, folks. If you're going to call, this would be a good time. Let's see if Sydney is there. Are you there, Sydney?
I am.
How are you tonight, Sydney?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
All right, relax. It's a little late out there where you are.
It is. But I called you in the fall in October.
Yeah.
I was living in Colorado. And things weren't working, and you looked at my cards and said to move before November 25th and whatever, and things weren't working, and we talked about, you know, when you're in the right place, the red carpet rolls out, when you're not, there's just stopping, and I was in Colorado trying to live there for 14 months, and things weren't working, so
yeah.
I went back, packed, and was back in a week, and had a lot of prosperity, and incredible things happened to me in the last 3 months. Which is really fantastic.
Oh, nice.
But I want to know what's next, what's in the cards, because I'm a massage therapist, but my art, my graphic artwork and my fine artwork seems to be taking life. So I wanted to know about that, if there's anything in particular as far as timing is concerned or what the trend is.
So you're born also in 62?
Yes.
Yeah, October the 4th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure before we start. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is also a rebirth year for you, just as it was for the last woman who called. Okay?
Yeah.
And the rebirth year is a blessed year. In other words, dreams will come true, wishes will come true this year for you.
Okay.
So you need to keep that in mind. That it's almost like a green light for things, you know, that you would want. This rebirth year.
Oh, good.
At the same time, you know, we have, during the rebirth year, we're faced with the things that we've kind of had our whole life because we have the cards we were born with in our rebirth year.
Okay.
We have the same cards that we had the first year of our life in the rebirth year. So it's like we're having a chance to start over again and elevate everything to a higher level in our life.
Okay.
That's the beauty of it all. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Now, there's indications here of a partnership for you.
Thank God.
A working partnership, though.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It could be love, too, but it's indicating a working partnership. Has there been any thought about that at all? I mean, any energy in that thinking about that at all or anything like that?
There's nothing that's presented itself yet, although people in the spiritual community someone has said that a life partner, like a marriage or partnership would then put me in a way connected to somebody that a business or a business opportunity would take off, that I'd be partnering with.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that could be, maybe that's where maybe that's how the other part gets started. Maybe it starts out as a business, perhaps, and then it elevates to a personal relationship later. That's a possibility. Okay. So I'd be looking around for that and being open to that, you know, just being open.
Mm-hmm.
See, as we turn 45, we begin to get a sense that our life is going to be whatever we make of it, whatever we decide it's going to be, you know, like we have to kind of like get clear, you know, what do we want our life to be? And it'll be whatever we decide we want it to be. Does that make sense?
It does, and I'm really conscious of that because I've worked hard my whole life. Like, I've just worked too much and don't play enough and don't socialize enough, and I'm very aware of that, and I want that to change, and I'm happy to hear that it sounds like that's in my control.
Well, you know, you have the Millionaire's card this year. The Seven of Diamonds is your long-range card for the whole year. This is called the Millionaire's card.
Uh-huh. Right?
But it also is the card of financial problems.
Okay.
Because it basically will affect you, depending on where you are around money and stuff. Like, if you've been working jobs and things that you don't like, or struggling, or working too hard, and that's been coming from a sense of poverty, which is common, you know, most people who are working too hard are doing so because they're afraid they're not going to have enough. They're afraid they're not going to have enough. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you have been working that way, and if you've never really dealt with that part of yourself, if you've never really worked on that and overcome that, then you're going to have financial problems. And yet, at the same time, this is a blessed year, and you could have everything you want if you can be an opening for that. If you're able to receive that, you have to work on. I don't know if you heard the first part of the show tonight, talked about our ability to have.
Yeah.
That's the whole key to the whole thing, is like, how much can we actually have and be comfortable with?
Right. Well, so what's interesting is having moved back from Colorado and struggling and making virtually no money in a year and not doing a lot of work, I stepped back into the East Coast and made double what I was making before I left.
That's wonderful.
It's wonderful. I worked for it, but I did not imagine. I just thought I'd walk back into what I was doing before and running my massage practice, when in fact I started working with pro athletes, and my massage practice and my graphic design career that was dormant for 14 years began again in New York.
That is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, the message is we can have everything. That's the message of life. And we really start to get that at around 45, you know? And it's, we got to get it then, or we don't get it at all. We got to start getting it, because we can't, as we get older, we can't afford to force ourselves to do things anymore. Right?
Right.
Our health suffers even.
Yeah.
People die.
Yeah.
People die from pushing themselves and working when, you know, struggling and working so hard and all that stuff. They do.
Yeah.
They're not happy and they just decide, I'm checking out of here. They just catch some kind of disease and they're gone, you know.
Right.
So this is a year for you to have a switch. You can really become, have everything you want. It's a blessed year. It can set the stage for the rest of your life. It can be very positive. I think it already has been, and it can continue.
Okay.
Just continue what you're doing. I think you're right on track.
Great. Anything else that's coming to mind, looking at my chart?
Well, I don't see a lot of romance cards until maybe in the Uranus period, which begins this coming June and July. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So possibly then. I think you're on the right track, though. I think that once you get really clear about your career and get that all moving forward, that'll create a space for someone to show up.
so I should get off Match.com and save my time?
Oh, I don't know. You can date if you want. It's up to you. Either way. I just don't think anybody significant is going to show up until then.
No significant. Okay, good to know.
Sometimes that can be a distraction, too, from what needs to happen. But not always, but sometimes.
Right.
Okay, Sydney?
Great, thank you.
Great having you on the show. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we do have Emily waiting patiently, and we have two lines open, maybe three lines are open, I don't know. But you can call in if you want. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play the song, Karna's Song, off my CD. It's an instrumental, and when we come back, we'll take your call. Be right back, Robert Camp. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a pleasant evening. I hope you enjoyed that song. It's an instrumental song. It really just is meant to convey a feeling about an ancient warrior, which I've written a book about. Anyway, we have waiting patiently on line 2 from Houston, Texas. Emily, are you there, Emily?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Emily. And do you happen to know, Emily, are you a Pisces or are you an Aquarian?
I'm a Pisces. Guilty
okay.
as charged.
Okay, just checking. Just want to make sure. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have been living at home for the past 2 years. I moved home because I became pregnant. I'm a single mother, and my parents offered me the opportunity to stay home with my son for a year. So I've been here, and my son's now a little over a year and a half, and I went back to work when he was a year old, part-time job. I've come to a point where I'm ready to move on with my life, and I'm ready to start my life in a different direction. I'm ready to leave the job that I have now, and I'm ready to build a home for my son and I.
Uh-huh.
Upon wanting to do this, last Friday, I went to an interview for a job that the interviewer only was going to interview 3 people, and he told me that I was very qualified, and basically that if I worked there, that my family would be well taken care of monetary-wise. And if I got this job, it would open up so many doors for us. We would be able to get the house that we wanted. I would be able to obviously move out, build a home. I'd be able to finish school. I'd be able to excel and in my career path. And it's only Monday. I haven't heard back yet, but I'm going stir crazy because this is such a huge opportunity for me.
Okay.
It's almost like it was handed to me, but I don't know if, you know, I've been wrong before in interviews.
Yeah, well, see, you have to understand, keep in mind that people will say lots of things.
Right.
You know, I mean, and they may be true, but you don't know this person who told you all this stuff. You know, you don't
right.
know exactly where he's coming from. The problem is, right now, is that you're in the last period of your year called the Neptune period. And the theme of the Neptune period is hopes and fears.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, that's kind of the nature of the time period you're in. And your best bet is to just do everything you can to not get too tense about this. First of all, just from talking to you, I can tell you you're in a very weak position with this job situation because you need this job so much more than they need you.
Right.
You understand? That's not a good place to be. That's a place of fear. And a place of fear generally will have bad consequences later on. Choices made from that place will generally result in bad consequences down the line.
Well, I have the option to stay at my job now, but the thing is that the pay wouldn't be as good, and right now I don't have benefits, and if I stay at my job, the chances of going full-time wouldn't be for another year.
Well, I mean, you don't have to quit your job to find out whether you're going to get this job or not. You know what I mean?
Right, I know that. I'm concerned about moving out and, you know, making more money. I just feel like I have that push to...
Well, I think it's a good desire that you have. There's no doubt about that. It's a good thing for you to want that, and you deserve to have that. I'm just speaking strictly to this one job opportunity that you've come across.
Right.
I'm speaking to that situation that you're in right now, waiting to hear back from a company that hasn't told you anything yet. Okay?
Right.
So my suggestion is to stay relaxed as much as possible.
I'm just so excited because the salary that they're offering is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, you're like a person who somebody came along and said, listen, I'm going to give you $100,000 next week. I'll call you.
Right.
And then the person's going to go nuts, right? They're going to when is it? When are they going to call me? Are they going to call me? They're not going to call me. I'm like, then the person's dead before the week comes around because they died of, you know, stress.
Yeah, it's that, and then it's, you know, my sole urge to get out of here. I mean, last year I was wanting to get out of here, but
I can tell you right now, you need to manage yourself a little bit because you're in a very weak position right now because you are so wanting this. I'm not saying, you know, it's not going to hurt you. I mean, you can do whatever you want, right? But if you can somehow regain your peace of mind around it and be more even-minded about it and be okay if it doesn't happen or if it does happen, if you can get to that place inside, then nothing, only good things can happen to you then, see? You're in a place of strength. And that's what I'm recommending, that you find strength within yourself so that regardless whether that job comes through or not, you're okay.
Well, I don't doubt that I won't be okay. I know there are other interviews I can go on and whatnot. I have another interview on Wednesday, but it's just it's just that this particular job obviously would make our dreams come true, just because of the money. But
I got it.
You know, I'm wondering, am I gonna move out this year? Am I gonna?
It looks like you are going to move. I think you're going to have, I'm not sure about this particular job, but I think you are going to move and do the things that you want to do.
When do you see that happening?
Soon.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, you know, but see, you got to remember that right now you're really kind of excited. And in this excited state, you can't even trust your own intuition. And you're very intuitive. You know, you're a Pisces.
Oh, extremely.
But Pisces, as intuitive as they are, it's really hard for them to read themselves, you know?
Oh, as I'm going against my own thinking. I don't even know. Yeah, because I am very excited.
Yeah, so if we're excited or afraid or both, we can't trust our own intuition under those circumstances because it's being tainted by our desires and fears. So my suggestion, again, relax.
Okay.
Try to be happy and try to get to a place in your mind where you can just imagine both things happening, getting the job and not getting the job, and being okay with either one.
Okay.
That's what I do. It works for me every time. And I'm a very afraid person. You know, this has been a major issue my whole life, is dealing with fear that I have about things that I can't control. And
that's okay.
What's that?
But then I felt okay, but then my brother, of course, called me and he said, well, don't, you know, count your chickens before they hatch, because I started looking at houses and I was just so excited. I thought,
Your brother's right. You shouldn't be, that's not wise, because you're setting yourself up for a possible real disappointment by just being too much like planning on, you know. I saw a movie, what was it, just last week we were watching TV, there was a movie on, and it was a TV show, it was something like this, like a situation where somebody really wanted this job. Oh yeah, it was a movie, and this guy, and he'd been out of work for a long time, and he really wanted this particular job, and he met this guy, and he says, you know, his agent said, you definitely got the job, it was like a publishing deal or something. And then he went off and spent all this money taking the agent's word on it that he was going to have the job. And then she calls up and says, it completely fell through.
Oh, no.
And he'd already spent all this money.
Right.
You know? It was like, you know, because it's just not wise to do that. It's wise to be always, see, wisdom is about, like, teaches us after a while. Now I'm almost twice your age, so speaking from experience teaches us that we have to manage ourselves first, and then the external thing all falls into place. See, if I lose myself over some external experience, if I get too out of whack, it always does more damage. But from what I can tell from the cards, you are definitely going to be moving next year. So get ready.
Next year?
Next year means after your birthday.
Okay, yeah. Well,
your
my birthday's
in a few weeks. Now, I'm not saying right after your birthday, but within 3 months or so of your birthday.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Emily. Have a nice rest of your year. It's almost over.
I know. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it looks like we have another Aquarian, actually a man whose birthday is today. Are you there, Josh?
I am.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
How are things going for you this year?
Right now
in your life. How are things
right
going?
Now, my life is going great. The past year's been a little up and down, but up to this point, I'm a happy human being.
Oh, good. Can you stay closer to the phone? Your voice keeps fading out a little bit.
Yeah. I'll put my mouth right up to it for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So you were born February 11th, 1982. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Happy 26.
Thank you.
And what question can I answer for you this evening? Or help
well, my partner, Christina, has called to your show a couple times, and she explained to you that we're both Ace of Spades, and she's 6 years older than I am, and she has much more of a knowledge of the cards than I do. And, so I'm calling to see what the next year looks like. I'm a rookie. I know nothing.
Well, that's fine. Let me ask you, like, what's going on in your life that you want to know anything about?
The last year has been up and down with relationships and finances, and we have a little one that's a little over 2 years old, and we are getting ready to move into a new place, and I just would like to see.
Have you been unemployed or?
Well, no, I have a new job. I was unemployed I've been employed for the last 2 years. There was about 2 months where I was not employed, and I've got a new job that's steady, 40 hours a week, and it's a job that I really enjoy, and so I just would like to see what the cards
What kind of work is this job of yours? I'm just curious.
Well, it's just a mix of customer service and physical labor. I'm a musician, and that's my main goal. And
you're a musician?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm a guitarist.
But this job doesn't involve being a musician, right?
It doesn't involve being a musician, but it involves paying the bills. But being a musician,
it involves what?
It involves paying the bills.
Oh, right.
But being a musician is my real, goal in life. So
did you put your musical career on hold for a little while to get the financial thing going?
No, not necessarily. The musical talent that I have is just been ever since I've been, right around 16 and growing up to this point in my life, and just learning and growing as a musician and trying to pay the bills in the meantime.
Have you ever played music for money? Have you ever made any money with music?
I have.
Okay.
Live setting and with other siblings and other musicians as a live musician I have, but besides that,
okay, just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I see in the cards for you is this is a good year, actually.
Okay.
And you can actually have it all if you want it. Don't give up on your dream of being a musician if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah, and I never have given up on it.
But, the way life works is if we abandon it too long, if we get too much into the grind of surviving and making money, we lose touch with it.
Right.
That can happen. That happens to lots of people, and they'll tell you themselves that that can happen. Okay. So I'm telling you that you can have both.
Okay.
You can have financial security and doing the work that you love doing if you can conceive that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to be able to conceive that, and we have to be able to really see that possibility.
Yeah, and I do.
Okay, good.
I don't
so, I mean,
have
you have several cards this year that indicate that you're doing two things at the same time and doing them successfully.
Okay. Okay. Well, so I've grown to the...
Now,
you know,
what was your girlfriend's birthday again? I know she's an Aries, but what's her birthday?
She's the same day as today. It's her birthday today, and she's 1976.
Oh, you guys are both February 11th?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
We both have the same due date. We were both born on Valentine's Day, and we were both born 3 days early.
That is pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting.
That's interesting. We met at a show that I was playing at, and... you know, I was 22 at the time, and she thought I was a punk. And she came up and said, "What? You know, she's really into astrology and the cards." And she came up to me and said, "What's your birthday?" And I said, "February 11th." And she went, "Shut up."
That probably shocked her a little bit, huh?
No, it totally did. And I said, "I'll show you my ID." So, I said, "I'll show you my ID right now, February 11th."
I'll show you yours if you show me mine. I mean, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
So we've been together for 3 years now. We have a beautiful daughter who's a little over 2 years old now, and we're just looking into, you know, the future, moving into a new house, and musically, you know.
Yeah. Well, try to, in whatever you're doing, try to reach out to groups of people this year. Try to take advantage of that. Try to... like in your musical career, get out there and play in front of people. And also in the other work you're doing, work with groups of people as much as possible.
Okay.
Because that's where your success lies a lot this year. Okay?
Okay.
And I wish you well. I'm glad that you called.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to your show and hearing your... you know, your readings, even though there's been times where my girlfriend has gone, well, this year it says that you might find someone else. You know? Wait a minute. That's not the plan.
That's just her fear speaking.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we all have fears.
Yeah.
She could learn how to say that. She could just say, you know, I'm afraid these cards mean you're going to leave me. Because that's what's really going on, right?
Well, you know, in any way, and you know, she's been looking in the cards and say, you know, well, it's so clear that you're going to find someone else and you're going to do this and that. And I'm going, well, you know, I want to be with you, you know, for the rest of my life, and my plan is not to look to find anyone else. So.
Yeah.
Well,
she'll eventually, you know, I talked about Ace of Spades in the beginning of the show. Did you guys hear that part?
Yeah. She missed the first 18 minutes, she said, of the show, and she's pretty upset. So if you would at least give me a brief part of that.
Well, you guys, this show's being recorded, and it'll be on my website in about a few days, too. But one of the biggest issues for Ace of Spades people is the fear of abandonment.
Right.
That's all she needs to know. That's her issue.
Sure.
But it's not a deal breaker. You can work with that stuff, you know.
Right, and we've both gone through that in both of our lives with parents and divorces and all that. So
so you guys are together because you're such good mirrors of each other. That's the reason you're attracted to each other.
Well, that's good to know. And you know, every time that she's told me to call you and ask for advice, I've had that fear of what if he says. You guys need to leave each other. And I'm going, no, that's not what's supposed to happen. So it's good to hear your good advice, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I would never. Well, you guys, I don't see that at all for you guys. No, it's not there. So don't worry about that.
No,
okay.
That.
Well, thanks for calling, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Good night. Okay, I think we're going to go right ahead and take another call from a woman named Valerie in San Diego. Are you there, Valerie?
Yes, I am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Robert.
And you were born April 25th, 1962?
Correct.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm calling to find out about my year. I've recently come back from 2 months of a meditation retreat in Australia. And I'm a little quandary, well, what's next for me?
When did you get back, by the way? What was the date?
I got back just this last Thursday, the 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay. How long were you gone again?
Well, I was gone for 2 months. I've actually been traveling since about August.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just at the end of my travels here.
And were you alone?
No, I was traveling alone, but I was going to different places and seeing friends. And I actually, on one of my journeys, I met a man in New York who is a queen of clubs.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been conversing with him off and on through my travels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't imagine some of your birthday being alone too long.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I can't imagine somebody of your birthday being without a romantic partner for very long.
I hope so.
Well, I'm sure that's been true so far, hasn't it?
Well, actually, you know, I was off and on with the Queen of Hearts for like 8 years, and I finally finished that in August, and so I've been kind of single since then. And
single meaning available.
Yes, very available. But you see, I don't really find these people very interesting, so that's more of my issue than anything.
Well,
else.
You know, I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you ever seen that T-shirt that has the saying on the front? It says, "I drink to make you more interesting."
But I don't drink anymore, so that's not going to work.
Well, that's good. Well, you can still wear the T-shirt though, because it's really funny. Okay. So, well, you know, as far as the cards go, your year is actually coming to a close.
Uh-huh.
Because your birthday's in April.
Right.
So, starting on March 4th, you go into your Neptune period. And really, it's not like you should be making any important decisions or anything. I would really say between now and your birthday, you know. Everything
mm-hmm.
pretty much between now and your birthday is just kind of like completing up this year and making way for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this was a blessed year for you. You're the third person to call tonight who's in their rebirth year.
Oh.
Yeah, this has been a rebirth year, which is a blessed year for everybody.
Right.
For you. And so that's been good. You've gotten wishes. You've got wishes fulfilled. And it's not over yet. I mean, there's still room for more wishes to happen.
Okay. Some more wishes, huh?
Well, I don't know. What do you want?
I want to know where I should live. I'm really considering moving out of San Diego, and I want to live somewhere that has more nature. And and I'm a homeopath, and I have a background in yoga therapy, so I need to be in a place that can support that type of a career.
Okay.
So I've been, trying to...
You know, I'm looking ahead and after your birthday here, you go into a new year.
Uh-huh.
And this new year is all about your home and where you're living.
Yeah.
That's what
I guess I already feel that, huh?
Yeah, I think you're already feeling that. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And there's going to be a home, and there's going to be love, and sex, and all the good things.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
I know. You know, I've known so many nice clubs, and, you know, sex is like one of the biggest themes in their life.
It is.
You know, nobody really understands, because you guys have this Two of Hearts in Venus. And
right.
Two of Hearts, in your particular case, is also your ruling card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Two of Hearts is not about marriage, you know. It's about romance, about lovers, the lovers. You know, that's
right.
What it's all about. So. You have Queen of Hearts also showing up prominently next year. Okay.
The Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is the sex card.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of that energy. There's a good chance you're going to settle down with somebody, actually. Relationship-wise.
Nice.
Yeah. After a while,
stop
not right away. Not right away, you know, but, you know, after you've gone through some new experiences. I think the first thing is, the most important thing for you is to get, you know, find out where you're going to live and get settled in your new life.
Yeah.
I think that's the top of the agenda. And then relationship will just fall into place naturally after that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to kind of even know what to say to somebody about a relationship when you don't know where you're going yet, you know?
Yeah.
Or where you're going to be or what you're going to do. Or it's kind of hard to even say, well, you know, who would fit my life the best? Who would be the best partner for me?
Right.
So I'm looking at a good year, another good year for you.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. And getting a place and being happy there. If you do, you know, like, in terms of your career, you could really do well this year because you're sitting in an auspicious place coming up on your birthday. Very auspicious for work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would make the plan, if I were in your shoes, to push my career as quickly as possible. I mean, what you do, promote it and get out
mm-hmm.
there and, you know, see if you can get the attention of the public so they know where you are and how to get in touch with you so they can take advantage of your services. Because
right.
you're in a very auspicious position. You're displacing the Queen of Hearts, which brings you to the crown line, we call it, the crown line. The crown line brings a lot of success.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to take advantage of that, especially in the first three periods of the year, between your birthday and September 28th, that whole period. Really powerful.
That's good to know.
So you can, you know, I can't tell you where to move exactly. You're
right.
going to have to figure that out for yourself. The cards can't tell us that information. But I think that you need to, like, that's the thing you need to think about and get clear about as quickly as possible so you can get your life going.
Yep, exactly.
Get back on track and enjoy your life with the things you're doing and so forth.
Right.
Is that helpful, though?
Very helpful.
Oh, good. And you'll always have love in your life. Don't worry about that.
That's good to know. Sometimes I wonder.
The only time you'll not have it is when you push it away.
That's good. That's good to
Which
remember.
Won't be very often. It'd be too often, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
So great talking to you.
Me too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being a guest. And, you know, check in back in a couple months or something. Let us know what's going on.
I will. Thanks, Robert.
Love to have you back on the show. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we do have two people waiting on lines 2 and 4, but we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll talk to Natasha from Oregon. On our break here, we're going to hear a song called Shiva. Kind of a rockin' song with a Shiva chant behind it. So I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. This is Robert Lee Camp.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Shiva Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a great evening. We are in the middle of our calls tonight. We have about another half hour left, and we have Natasha from Oregon waiting patiently on line two. Are you there, Natasha?
I'm here, yes.
How are you, Natasha?
I'm pretty good. Good. Glad to get through.
Are you born January 7th, 1954?
No. November 7th, 1959.
Ah. Oh, whoa, you got that one way off. Okay, well, I'm glad we clarified that.
Me
that
too.
Cool. I'm so
yeah.
glad you got born on January 7th. So, what can I do for you this evening?
I also have a question about moving. I would like to move to a different state in July, somewhere around there, when my kids are out of school.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you saw that coming up for me this year.
Okay. November 7th, 1959, right?
59.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me ask you, are you married now? Or are you...
Actually, that's another question. My ex and I live together, and it's really a bad scene. So
it's horrible.
I'd like to move out.
Who said it was horrible?
My daughter.
That was great.
Yeah, so.
I'm the young one.
So at
You're
any
the young
rate.
One?
Yeah, she's 10.
You too. What's your daughter's birthday?
March 12th,
97. Oh, really? No kidding. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm wondering about moves, you know, physical moves this year.
Your daughter's saying, ask him about me, ask him about me. Okay. Well, I happen to know your birthday very well. I've had a significant relationship with somebody born your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And your daughter's birthday is one of my younger sister's birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that one,
cool.
too. She's a little imp, your daughter.
She sure is.
She's playful. And she's for you... For you, she's a challenge because you can't lead her anywhere.
No. That's very true.
See, you're a king of clubs and she's a jack of diamonds, and her card sits right in front of yours, so she's a leader. You're the follower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have four kids, and she's my youngest.
Yeah.
But I just have two that are living at home still.
One thing about your particular birthday is that you have to be... you would tend to create a life that has a fair amount of struggle in it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. Yeah,
it's an unconscious thing. It's something you can become more conscious of if you want. Because your life doesn't have to be so limited, you know, if you open up a little bit. But you have to, like, look beyond what you... See, you're so smart. You're a king of clubs, and you know everything. You know what I mean?
I didn't do it.
Yes.
But the logic of your mind, which is so superb, will often serve a part of you that will just continue to keep you in a state of like kind of struggle.
Uh-huh.
So you have to think, try to get beyond that if possible.
Like with a relationship that I'm still
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, living with your, I'm sure you're living with your ex because of the money, probably.
Exactly. The finances and the kids.
That's what I'm talking about, see? See, your other card is a Four of Diamonds. And the Four of Diamonds is really a sound financial person, but limited.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted you to be clear about that. So there's a really strong possibility of a relationship coming into your life this year.
Okay.
If you're open and available to that.
That works for me.
How's that going to happen, though, when you're living with your ex?
I kind of want to know about the move.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say you can move whenever you want.
Okay. And the finances will just work themselves out, I guess.
They always do. And, you know,
okay.
I think what one thing about you is you are very intuitive, and you're sensing that you really need to leave. You need to end this situation you're in.
Yeah.
And that's abundantly clear in your cards as well.
Okay.
You know, you have to pay attention to it because it's a tendency of human beings just to go on like things are indefinitely.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you have to work against that for yourself and be willing to face the fear of the unknown and just get out. Go.
Okay.
Because that's standing between you and the rest of your life.
Yes. Yeah. And do the cards say a time frame, and like within the next 3 months, or?
Why not right away? Why not tomorrow? Why not just get going?
Okay.
You understand? Like, I mean, there's no, you don't have to wait. Like, that, all that waiting thing is your Four of Diamonds mind trying to do it in a safe way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And
I bet your daughter will tell you when you should do it.
Yesterday, I'm sure she would say.
A little Jack of Diamonds, and she probably knows better.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we say, oh, we're, you know, staying together for the kids or that kind of thing, but...
It's all bullshit. You're staying together because you guys have a poverty mentality.
Okay.
And if you look in the... Have you ever seen a tarot deck? Have you ever looked at a tarot deck?
I have, yes. Yeah.
There's a card in there. I believe it's the Five of Pentacles. It's a five. I remember that. It has a couple. There are several cards in the tarot deck that always picture a couple. So they're called relationship cards because of that. Like the Lover's card and other cards, right?
Yeah.
This particular card has a couple out in the snow, and they're obviously like homeless people, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of freezing, and they're huddled over, and they're standing right in front of a bright church window behind them. It's dark outside. They're out standing out there, and they can't see the warmth and the light radiating from the church because they're so focused on their struggle.
Hmm.
And that's a card of a relationship bound together by poverty and by lack and by struggle.
Okay.
And that's what you have with your ex.
Yeah.
And you need to let that go and get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Do you want to know his birthday? Would that make a difference or not really?
Well, I could say a few words about him, but
okay.
It doesn't really affect anything. What is his birthday?
It's
February 17th.
Oh, Kaya. February 17th, 1959.
Is your daughter's name Kaya?
Yes.
Way to go, Kaya!
Thank you.
Kaya is the same. Okay, so your husband is February 13th.
17th.
17th. Okay, thank you.
59. Yeah, my ex.
Okay. Eight of Diamonds. Okay, he spends too much money.
Yeah.
Problem.
Kaya, please get off the phone.
So anyway, that's the end of that story.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a call back after you have initiated a change. We'd love to hear
it. Okay.
What about me?
No, Kaya. So, do you see this summer, I just have one more question. Do you see a move out of state? Like, if I were to move tomorrow, it would be, you know, in state.
It doesn't
for,
say
the kids in school.
Say, doesn't say the cards can't distinguish between where you would move or how far
okay.
away. But what
okay.
you need, all you need to focus on is what would it take to really end it all. That's
okay.
what you need, and you should choose that. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever will really end it, and so you're cleaned out, and you're a Scorpio. You know how to let go of stuff. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Time to
yeah.
clean it out.
Okay.
All right.
That
and,
sounds great. And I was going to say,
have Priya call back next week, and we'll talk to her too.
Oh, I'll do that. And I wanted to suggest for Valerie, Portland, Oregon, it would be a great place for her.
Oh, great.
With what she does.
Oh,
if she doesn't okay. mind the rain.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for saying that. I hope she's still listening.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Robert.
Right,
what about me, Mom?
Okay, call back.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, Kaya was really something. Boy, she wanted to get on the phone. Love to talk to her sometime. Okay, we have Joel James waiting patiently from San Antonio. Are you there, Joel?
I am, Robert. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Are you born May the 3rd, 1953?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I would like you to take a look at finances. Right now, I'm in between jobs, and I just want to see how things look for me.
Okay. Well, it seems to me like that leaving your past job was actually a good thing. Like, you needed to get out of there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's what the cards indicate here. So, this move, even though you're in an area, a period of uncertainty right now, it's going to lead to something better. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. And this year, what kind of work do you do, by the way, Joel?
The last job I had, I was with a temporary agency making aircraft parts.
Uh-huh.
But before that, for 10 years, I worked for a school system as a building engineer.
I was wondering what happened to your creative side.
I never really done anything creative.
You know, your card is called, you're a three of spades, Joel, and your card is called the artist card.
Yes, I know. Well, I never done anything with art or in art. You know, I guess I always.
Well, I think you're missing out on something. I really do.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't, you know, I like music and movies and stuff like that, but I've never did anything professional.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, I don't get it. I really think that you're missing out.
Okay. What did you see that maybe that I should be doing?
Well, I don't know exactly what it would be, but it would be something artistic.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing here. But it's like, see, what you have happening this coming year is, it's called the pinnacle year. Pinnacle year is significant because it's the last year you're going to be doing what you've been doing for a long time.
All right.
It will be the end of that. This whole thing you've been doing with whatever, the miscellaneous kind of technical work you've been doing. You understand?
Yes, uh-huh.
I think that's coming to an end. So, I think you missed out on something that you're actually really good at, but never really tried. For whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I'm sure you have one. Never really explored your creative sense. And I see a person at the three of spades like you, I mean, unless your birthday is actually a different day, like if you were May 4th or May 2nd, it would be a whole different story. Okay?
No,
you might be. Were you born close to midnight?
No, I was born at 3:20 a.m. Monday, May the 3rd, 1953.
Okay, then you're definitely a three estate. And anybody who's a three, they're not doing creative work. They're not.
Due to creative work, would that lend itself towards sales, anything like that?
Yeah, sales also. Sales definitely. But for you especially, because you're also a seven of clubs, I would think that you'd want to be somehow in front of people.
Well, I unless I was born on a different date, I'm not really an out there type of person, you know. I don't know. It's just never been me, like the performer, someone, comedy, to get before people. It's just not me.
I hear you, but I don't believe it.
Okay, well, maybe another type of art, maybe like painting or...
See, people that are that have your birthday, they need acknowledgement from other people.
Yeah, well, I know James Brown and Grace Jones was born on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And so it's not necessarily like you got to be a musician or something. But you need something where you can, like, create something really cool and then be acknowledged for it. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All
right. So you have over a year to think about.
Okay. This year is my pinnacle year, right?
Well, you haven't started the pinnacle year yet. It doesn't start until your next birthday.
Okay. Yeah, May the 3rd.
Right.
Okay.
So you have over a year, and the pinnacle year doesn't mean you figure it all out necessarily, but you will be making the shift at some point during that year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to happen, and you're not going to be doing this work anymore, so I would be thinking, if I were you, well, if I don't do this work, what would I do?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I've been thinking about. You know, I feel that I need to do something else. I mean, I've had a good long run where I was a building engineer. I worked over 10 years in this job. And I don't know. I do feel like I need to be doing something. I feel like I'm tied down even though I was making pretty good money.
Yeah, see, it's not all about the money, you know?
It's not all about the money, but it's necessary.
Yeah. But you can have all the money you need and be doing something that you're truly excited about.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to focus on that. Is there anything else you see for me?
I would just leave it open as a possibility and just ask God to say, you know, give me some clues about what I can do here. You know.
Okay.
And be open. And what I would also do if I were you, I would, like, experiment. There's a book called The Artist's Way.
The Artist's Way?
Yeah.
Okay, who is it by?
I don't know, but it's the only book with that title.
Okay.
And it's really well known. So just go to the Barnes & Noble, it's close by, and ask them to show it to you and take a look at it.
All right, I'll do that.
It's been known to open up the creativity of millions of people. It's an incredible book. Kind of gets them back in touch with their creative side.
Okay. I feel that I need to do that, too.
I think you'll have fun. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
All right. Do you see anything else for me?
Well, how's the relationship area going?
It's not something that I'm concentrating on right now.
Yeah, I understand. That's cool. Well, there's nothing bigger than being in a pinnacle year. But for you in particular, I'll just say it one more time, it's all about the creative side.
All right. I appreciate that.
And Joel, I want to tell you something else. Your name is both J's. They start with J. You understand?
Right.
Joel James. You know what that means? Joel means you're a Jack.
Uh-huh.
You know, both your cards have Jacks as karma cards. Both of them. You probably have more Jack in you than anything, and you've never really expressed it. And Jack is all about creativity.
Yes, yes. I read your books. I don't claim to be proficient in them, but yes,
okay.
I've noticed the Jack of Clubs in my card.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, you also have the Jack of Spades too, with your seven of clubs.
Yeah. Okay.
You got Jacks everywhere, and your name is all Jack.
Yeah, Joel
James. Joel James. I don't even know. Maybe your middle name is another J. I don't know.
No, I have no middle name.
Oh, okay.
But I am a junior.
Oh, God.
Does that make
there
sense?
There it is. There's three J's there. Okay, Joel.
Hey, thank you very much for your help.
Next time I talk to you, I want to know what you're up to, okay?
All right, I will do, and I will get to Artist Way also.
Artist Way, it has an exercise you do once a day, but just try that. I'm sure it will amaze you what happens to you when you do it.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Joel. Take care. Okay, we're going to have time for one more call this evening, and we have a woman named Helene waiting on line 3. Are you there, Helene?
Oh, I am. Hi, Robert.
How's it going, Helene?
Well, calling because finances and wondering if you can help with my money situation.
I can't help you with any money situation.
Well, guidance with it.
Well, what's the problem here? What's the going on? What's the problemo?
Okay. I've kind of been in career limbo since about 9/11. And now even some of the dead-end jobs I've been working are petering out. And I have ideas. I never have a shortage of ideas, but carrying them out and going forward and them coming to fruition has been an issue. And when I look at my entire life, it seems a lot of times money has been a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it has, obviously, Helene, what that means is that you have, you know, prosperity issues that you haven't worked on yet, you haven't dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a Cancer like me, and Cancers, we're just afraid about money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Did you listen to the first part of the show tonight?
I tuned in a little after that. I might not have heard. I heard you talking to the lady before Joel, telling her.
The show started at 7 o'clock. 10 o'clock your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke for a half hour all about prosperity. And the show will be on my website in a few days. So.
Okay.
And I've actually spoken about prosperity before, but you need to work on your prosperity so that no matter what you do, there'll be money there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can see why you don't want to work, because you don't want to go back to struggling like that anymore.
Well, it's not that I don't want to work. I mean, I love working, and I'll even work for free for things I love, but then I get in these places where then, you know, you need money to live on.
Well, you know, you have, right now you're in the most difficult period of the year. So am I. We're both in the Saturn period. Yours will go until March the 13th. And you have money problem cards right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so do I. But I don't have any money problems because I overcame my poverty thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at your poverty thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. This is God wants you to look at it. He wants you to get over this so you can have a good life.
I'm with you.
So what are you willing to do about it? You got to do it, Kelly. Nobody can do this for you. You have to create in yourself an ability to have more. Your card, by the way, is supposed to have all kinds of money that just comes in for no reason.
That's the Jack of Diamonds?
No, it's the Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. You have the millionaire spread. You're the millionaire's card. See, you haven't accessed it because you've been connected on the negative. So there are books. There are great books. I've written one, a great book, called The Big Money Book. It's on my website. You can order it.
Okay.
There's also a book called The Trick to Money is Having Some. There's a book called You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton. All these books are wonderful. There's some great information out there if you're willing to invest yourself in changing it. If you think the cards are going to do anything for you or anybody else's, forget it. Because nobody can change you. See? Only you can change you. And let me tell you one more thing. It's not the hardest thing to do. It's one of the easiest things to do. Overcoming poverty consciousness is seriously, it's one of the easiest things that anybody can do.
It's funny because it really seems like such an issue for me. I mean, I've read some books on it, and I'm sincere about wanting to get to the other side of this. It seems crazy to have to be in this position, but it hasn't seemed easy to get over it.
I guarantee you, if you read my book, The Big Money Book, that it will no longer be a mystery, first of all. You'll understand the science behind prosperity, how it actually works. There's actually a mechanism about it. There's something that you can learn that if you just align yourself with how money actually works, it's going to work for you, and you're going to have tons of money. Okay? You're blocking it. You don't know that, but you are. You're blocking it. You're doing it a good job of it.
Oh, honey, I'm an ace at it. I mean, and sometimes I get that. I mean, I feel like I'm in my own way with going forward in career and with situations. And sometimes I just don't seem to be able to get out of my way.
Well, you don't even know, you don't even really fully understand how you're in your own way. You just get a sense of it. But when you see the details of how it actually works, you'll get to see exactly how you're in your own way. And you'll know exactly how to change that. And it's not that, like I said again, it's not that hard. Okay? But you got to put the energy in. So you go invest yourself. Look at these books. Start reading and put into practice what you learn and let it happen. It'll happen for you. Now's the time to do it. Because then all the cards in your rest of your life can be really great cards, you see? It could be you rising up to new levels of greatness instead of you struggling in the same old story.
Yeah.
So that's what you have it. God helps those that help themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knock and the door shall be opened, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hmm.
You're just like the rest of us. We're all facing the same struggle every day. Life is the way it is, and are we letting it happen? Are we getting in our way? Are we letting it be better? Are we doing the things to bring it and make it better or not? It's really a decision we have to make every single day. When we wake up in the morning, am I going to make this a good day or not?
Yeah.
It's not going to just happen to us because that's just not how it works. So I could tell you you have good cards and bad cards, but when you get to the place where you have mastery over finances, that's no longer an issue. There are no more bad cards for somebody like that, not for money. This doesn't happen. I have the worst card possible right now. I'm not having any financial problems. Okay?
Yeah. May I ask you if there's still time? Are there any other things coming up for me that you can see or anything I should be aware of?
Well, this is a good year for you to, before your birthday, it's a good time to make a big change for you.
Before my birthday?
Yeah, between now and your birthday.
Okay.
Because you got the Ace of Spades for this whole year in a good position, which means transformation is a really good thing. It'll pay off. It'll pay off. Mm. So why don't you invest whatever you have, invest it in Helene. Okay? In making her a better person. And just look around. You don't have to do what I tell you. Just look around and see what's available. But make it so that you are changing, because you're not going to be able to change the external world when you're dragging around this you that won't let it be different.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Nothing will happen. You have to make a shift.
I'm with you.
Don't you wish sometimes you could just cut your head off and get a new head?
That doesn't sound too great either.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like these thoughts that we have, these repetitive thoughts that just keep going over and over. Don't you wish you could kind of cut those out and get rid of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think
more like a brain transplant.
Can you guys, is there, a part of my brain you can just, cut off back there and I can just lose all these thoughts?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, change the tape, for good and ever, yeah.
Yeah, aren't we tired of the tape?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Absolutely. So, you got the word. Now it's time to put it into action, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Robert.
I appreciate you calling, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, hopefully with some good news. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Elaine. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Seth, is Eva still on the line? If she is, we'll just talk to her real quick. Is she still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Eva. We're kind of out of time, but what's on your mind?
I was wondering what sort of things you see for this coming year. It's my birthday in a few weeks, and I was sort of need to make some decisions about maybe moving to Europe, maybe, or staying here. I'm not sure what the best thing would be for in terms of relationships, career, money, that sort of thing. It's been kind of a rough last couple of years. So
yeah.
If you can guide me.
Okay. You're born March 22nd, 1963?
Yes.
Okay. So this next year is going to be wonderful.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Yep. You're going to move. It's all going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you want, you can have. I'm serious. I don't tell this to everybody.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Do you think finances will be okay, or relationships,
yeah,
career?
Everything. But see, what you don't realize already is that you already got what you really want. You don't see that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Your life, the way it's been, has been exactly the way you wanted it to be on some level.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, so, but this is a blessed time coming up this year. There's a lot of blessings associated with this year. And you need to go for it all the way.
I will, as soon as the opportunity comes, I know I will, but so far it's been so stuck, it's been very hard to make
Nothing outside of you sticking you. You're stuck inside your head.
Oh.
The only stuckness is in your head. It's in the way you're thinking about things, You're an ace of diamonds and you're a three of clubs. Okay?
Yeah.
And the three of clubs part of you thinks too much.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
First you think, oh, I'll do this, and you think, no, I should do that. Well, no, I should do this. No, I'll do that.
Yeah. But so this next year you think it's going to be good?
Well, you got to stop driving yourself crazy, okay? And just commit yourself to a pathway. Decide what it is you want and commit to that.
Yeah.
You know what commit means? You know what commitment means?
Yes, I do.
It means you don't change your mind.
Okay.
Okay? And when your mind comes up and goes, well, what about this? You slap yourself in the face and you go, stop that.
Robert, I want to represent artists and do an artistic exchange between here and Europe. Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea. Just make sure you get a lot of money for it.
Yeah. That's
make sure it's really paying really well. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, though. That's the thing that bugs me.
Yeah, because artists ain't got any money.
Yeah, I know. And I want to represent them. I want to give them money.
Oh, you do? Well, you better find some other way to make money than if you're just going to give it all away.
I know.
I don't think you have enough yet to support artists. You can't even support yourself, hardly.
Exactly. But I'm trying to get funding, from corporations and stuff.
Why not work with successful artists?
Oh, yeah, that would be ideal, but, they're all in New York, and I want to go there, but it's hard to make a living there.
You can do anything you want.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
You're an ace of diamonds. You can do anything you want. You got all the passion, the desire, and the creativity. It's just, you're just you're thinking too much and not doing enough. You need to, like, really make a commitment and just do something.
Okay.
But make sure that it's, you're aiming at something really high and something good. And make sure that it's something that is going to really... You have to make money. You're an ace of diamonds. If you don't make money, you don't feel good about yourself.
No, I feel terrible. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm an ace of diamonds ruling card, and we ace of diamonds, we judge our own self-worth by how much money we make.
It's true.
We can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be giving money away. Think about how people can give it to you.
That's a good idea.
you got it all backwards.
I think you're right. Any relationships or anything in this coming year?
Oh, you know, you're going to have relationships. Don't worry about that. Your career is always going to come first, though.
That's true.
You'll meet guys and you'll have love affairs and that'll be fine, and then they'll end and you'll meet somebody else. Big deal.
Oh, but nothing permanent, huh? Because I want something permanent.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think you want that.
No, I do.
Except when you don't.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Look, let me tell you something. You're 45 years old, right? Coming up to 45 here.
Yes.
Have you been married before?
Yes.
How long did it last?
Oh, the whole relationship, about 20 years.
How long were you married?
We lived together in about 10 years.
How long were you married?
Let's see, 15 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just don't think you're going to get married again.
Uh-oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that you won't, but I just don't think you will, because there's too many other factors in your life that are just not marriage, you know. I mean, you're a career woman.
Yeah.
Number one. I mean, if you met a guy who would just, you know, be your wife, that would be good.
Okay.
You should always look for a King of Clubs men, and there's lots of them out there. That's your best man.
King of Clubs?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's 12 birthdays of that card.
How many?
12.
12 birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at your book and see which
ones. Yeah, because they're one of the most prolific cards out there, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you're so lucky. Now all you got to do is just start asking guys their birthday. Is your birthday this?
That's what I'm going to do.
If they say yes in their King of Clubs, you say, yeah, let's talk.
I'll have your book in my bag from now on, just to make sure.
Yeah, like July 15th.
Right?
We'll just write them all down, you know, July 15th.
I will.
September 11th, you know, August, August 13th, you know. Just write these guys down, and when you meet somebody, and see if they're on the list. And if they're not on the list, say, well, it's nice meeting you. See you later.
And you see a move, you said, right?
Yeah, you're moving.
A good move or difficult
Very
move?
Good move.
Very good move. Is it going to be in the States or in Europe? Do you
Nothing's going to stop you from worrying, Eva.
That's true.
Because it doesn't matter. Even good things happen, you're still worrying. So I'm not going to be able to stop you from worrying on the phone here tonight. Do you understand?
Okay, you're right. Okay.
So I don't have any answers that are going to stop you from worrying, because that's your problem. You just worry.
That's true.
So I'm not going to try to solve that problem for you. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can handle that one. Okay.
Okay.
You've got lots of good news tonight.
Yes, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Give us a call after your move.
I will, definitely.
We'd love to hear back from you.
I will, Robert. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Nice talking to you. Good night, Eva.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was fun. I had to talk to her because I like Ace of Diamonds people. I'm an Ace of Diamonds myself. We're going to end the show tonight with our favorite song off the CD, Gayatri. By the way, I have a new song that I just finished today, and next week I'll be playing that song for everyone who's listening. So if you're interested, come around next week. We'll be playing some new music. Hope you guys have a great week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi
Yasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.
Hello, this is Mariko May. I'm really happy you're enjoying the rich variety of music on bbsradio.com. Please give me a visit at www.marcome.com. Hope to see you.